With that in mind, let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Watch over us, O merciful Father, during these times of trials and tribulations. We ask that you grant us wisdom, strength, power, patience, and health, so that we may continue to get through all the days of our lives. All of this we ask in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that life throws at us lots and lots of temptations that can jeopardize both our physical and mental health. They can distract us from our goals and change our behaviors, habits, and decisions. Some examples are the usual: drugs, gambling, smoking, drinking. But that's only to name a few. We're not even going to get into those other distractions, such as games coming out, you know, on the market, video games, baseball game, anything that can distract us with just that little bit of fun to keep us from being focused on doing our work. Those are just a few of the common pitfalls, but like I said, trust me, there are many, many more out there. See, temptations can be enormous, and they can have immediate and long-term effects. They're hard to resist, especially when we don't think that there's any form of consequence behind them. There may be times when we lack support in order to resist those bad things. We may be overwhelmed by a situation or daily stress from work, family, school, and we begin looking for any chance, any opportunity in which we can use it as an excuse to break away. Those are the times when we really, really need to be vigilant and on the lookout so that we can overcome the challenges and the distractions that hit us. See, when it comes to facing challenges, there is really only one option, and that's to turn to God for support. He provides us with the strength and the solutions necessary to overcome our problems because he's the source of everything. Having faith is one of those things that's essential in defeating the devil when he's at our doorstep, when he keeps ringing that doorbell, begging for us to open up the door and let him into our lives. Maintaining our faith in God in situations like these can sometimes be one of the hardest things that we have ever done or will ever do during the course of our lives. When we have faith, it enables us to be more resilient and more focused on that goal, that prize at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the journey. And it helps us to avoid being overwhelmed by all the negative elements that always seem to be seeping into our lives each and every day. Maybe it actually comes down to just trusting someone. But who do we trust? Do we trust a friend, family member, or some random stranger that we see on the street, at church, at the supermarket, or even Walmart? No. I want you to know that there's only one person that's worthy and deserving of our trust, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because he's the one who can help us resist temptation and guide us on our journey through life. He provides all that we need. And he's proved that he's worthy because he died on the cross. Not because he needed to, but because we needed him to. In today's gospel lesson, the devil was trying to tempt Jesus. He didn't do it once. He didn't do it twice. He did it three times. He wasn't saying that if Jesus didn't come over to the dark side, he would kill him. He came to Jesus with things that Jesus needed. And that's just what he does. He comes to us in our time of need. Jesus had just fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was hungry. So the devil told Jesus, "Why don't you command those stones to become bread?" Now, remember, Jesus was able to turn water into wine. It's not something that he can't do. And I'm quite sure it would have been easy. But Jesus knew. He knew that once you dipped that pinky toe into the water of sin, once you start to abuse your power, no matter how small it is, it becomes a slippery slope, making it harder and harder to stop. Then the devil looked at him and tried again. This time, he took Jesus to the pinnacle of the holy city, which we all know is Jerusalem. And he told him, "Jump. You'll be all right. If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. It's written that he will command his angels concerning you, and with your hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." This is another thing that Jesus could have did without any problem. But Jesus knew the temptation of sin. He knew that once you start, it'll go to your head and you'll always do it. And it'll become ingrained in your life. He quoted the devil some more scripture saying that God doesn't like to be tested. Watch yourself. Then the devil took him up to a high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He said that if you worship me, they'll worship you. All you got to do is worship me. And Jesus had finally had enough. I mean, come on now. Why you can't leave me alone? And he said, "Get thee away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and whoever? None alone shall you serve." As you might have guessed, my message today is about temptation. And I want to call it the devil at your doorstep. Because that's what temptation really is. The power of temptation can serve as the ultimate test of your willpower. If we can resist just being lured in by those sweet whispers that we hear in our ears, and all the beautiful promises that they give us, then life will be good. But once you rebuke, once you turn away the tempter, whoever that may be, and place your trust, your faith in God, everything will work itself out. Everything will be all right. I want you to know, because I'm sure you already do know, that the battle against temptation can be very emotional. It could be very physical. It requires a lot, and I mean a lot of courage and determination to stay true to your principles, your values, and especially to continue on the path to your goals. I'm sure that there are a lot of things out there that you want. I'm one of you. I know that there are things I want. We all feel that we need them in order to flourish, in order to survive in this thing called life. But in actuality, nothing that we're meant to have is going to be easy. Nothing that we're meant to have is going to come without, what's that phrase? Blood, sweat, and tears. Equity of your hard work. It's the nature of being human. And I want you to remember that. I'm not going to tell you anything up here today that I'm not going through. There's no scripture, no miracle scripture I can point out that says if you read this, it's going to be easy. Shoot, all you got to do is wake up that morning. No, we're not going to be lucky like that. Because if it's so, I would have been studying that Bible much harder than I usually do. See, Jesus was tempted just like we are. Temptations aren't bad in and of themselves. It's how we respond to them when we're presented with them. That's what can either turn us towards God or away from Him. See, although we all know that Jesus' temptations were different than ours, they all share something in common. And that's they're the devil's invitation for us to deny being what we want to be, being who we're meant to be. Amen? See, there are too many times when we dream of things, when we think we need those things, when we really just want them so that our friends, our families, and people who float around in our social circles will be able to look at us and be jealous because we got them. Some people want to flaunt their money, their cars, their positions, and other material things in the face of others. They want to really rub it in there. But unfortunately, the worst thing that can happen is that people start to believe the lie. When they start to begin to actually believe that the car, the jewelry, the clothing, and the position is what makes them worthy to be loved, and especially make them worthy to be praised. They place themselves above their brothers and sisters because they know that, what's the best way to say it? Because they believe that they're at the top of the mountain and they're looking down at everyone and they're thinking that they're better than everybody else. And worse yet, they start to believe that they're better than God. They take Him out of the equation because He's hindering their ability to act holier than thou, to be holier than thou. I mean, after all, they achieved this all without any help from Him, right? So why should they praise Him? But in reality, we all know where we got this love of materialistic items from. We all know who came out of the shadows to lure us away from praising and thanking God for all that we receive daily, whether we see it or don't. Like I mentioned a little while ago, we woke up this morning. We automatically are ahead of the game. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, he said, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from where?" Exactly, evil. If you ask God to help you avoid temptation, then you have to take that first step. And that's to stay away from situations that'll tempt you. Am I right or wrong? You can't tell children not to touch anything and then take them into a toy store where all the toys are lying around and be surprised when they touch them, when they play with them. Temptation comes to us, like I said, at our weakest point in our lives. That's when the devil came to tempt Jesus, and that's when he'll come for you. But I don't want you all to get it twisted. Not all temptations will lead you down the road of damnation toward perdition, even if they do seem that way. What they will do is they'll put you in a position that makes your life harder, even though it may not seem that way, when you choose that road that's less traveled. The temptation to smoke may lead you down the road to cancer. The temptation to eat chocolate and all those sweets may lead you down to the road to diabetes. The temptation to procrastinate may lead you down the road to laziness and underachieving. I've been down that road a lot. Trust me there. I want to say that I'm an 11 o'clock hour person, that I get it done when the pressure's on me. But why do we have to be in that position when the pressure's on us? See, I don't want to believe that God has created things solely to lead us down the path of physical, mental, and spiritual devastation and destruction. What I do believe is that God has created things for all of his children to enjoy. But he's given us that thing called free will and the ability to make our own choices. We must use that thing that's not common, called common sense, and understand how much we can indulge in before it becomes excessive. Because once indulgence becomes excessive, we've crossed that line into the realm of the devil's dominion. With that little devil on our shoulder, pulling out the GPS and guiding us to that place that we shouldn't be at. See, the problem with society today, and especially Christianity, is that we tend to blame everything that goes wrong in our lives on who?
Somebody else.
Someone else, and especially the devil. How's that saying go? The devil made me do it. And the devil is there sitting down saying things like, "Wow, I had nothing to do with this, but I'll take the credit." In reality, we're the ones that made the choices freely and clearly. And those choices are the things that have led us to where we're at today. See, I want you to know that luckily for us, it's never too late to turn back. Once we accept responsibility for our choices, we can always stop heading down that dark and destructive path. It's never too late to stop smoking. It's never too late to stop eating all. You don't have to stop, but stop eating a lot of those sweets. And it's definitely never too late to stop procrastinating. God has given us free will and the ability to make choices in our lives. And as a backup plan, it's a backup plan. He sent Jesus to us. See, Jesus will lift us up when we fall down. He'll be that shoulder to lean on when we have no one else to lean on. He'll be that single step, I'm sorry, that single set of footprints in the sand when we can't carry ourselves anymore. Jesus came to us because we needed him. He didn't need us. Jesus is the key to the door of salvation. We need to remember that when we're making those choices in our lives. With that in mind, I want y'all to know that we really need to start making better choices. Amen? We need to use common sense when weighing our options. We have to do things in moderation so that the road to recovery doesn't have to be that long. It doesn't have to be an uphill battle, and it doesn't have to be that hard. If we place our faith and trust in God and his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we can avoid most of those temptations that we face and make a better life for ourselves, our children, for those of us that have them, and for all of those people that touch our lives. See, my brothers and sisters, the message that I want to share with y'all today, the message that I want to leave with y'all is that in life, you'll face temptation. That's a guarantee, like taxes. As a matter of fact, you'll face a lot of them, like taxes. Some will be right in your face, but others will be much more subtle. The real question is, how will you respond to those temptations when the devil is at your doorstep? What are you going to do when that doorbell gets rung? Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.